USA Radio News with John Hunt.
13 state attorney generals are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration policy called the public charge rule. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Trump administration's new regulation would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. President Trump defended the rule during a campaign rally in New Hampshire Thursday evening.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The attorneys general say in a statement the public charge rule is unlawful and un-American.
Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third-straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In Portland, Oregon, the city's police response will be tested tomorrow morning when potentially hundreds of people with clashing ideologies converge on a downtown waterfront park, a showdown that Portland leaders fear could devolve into a violent street brawl. But police response will include local, state, and federal agencies, and participants who are asked to stay on the sidewalks and fail to comply could face arrest, warned Lieutenant Tina Jones, a spokeswoman for the Portland Police Bureau. She confirmed that the city had received no permit applications for any mass gatherings of people. Portland police have been scouring social media for insight and developments into the event, which is being organized by members of the Proud Boys, whose founder has described it as a fraternal organization for young Western chauvinist men. The goal of the End Domestic Terrorism Rally, they say, is to get self-described anti-fascists known collectively as Antifa declared as a domestic terrorist organization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The state of Colorado tightened its air quality restrictions, requiring that at least 5% of vehicles sold in the state by 2023 emit zero pollution. The State Air Quality Control Commission, which passed the rule on an 8-to-1 vote, said the requirement applies to auto manufacturers, not buyers. It's intended to boost the number of electric vehicles in a state struggling to control ozone pollution in its most heavily populated areas. The minimum rises to 6.25 in 2025. Colorado is the 11th state to adopt zero emission standards, according to Green Car Reports, which tracks developments in low pollution vehicles. Two auto industry groups, Global Automakers and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, applauded the rule. They said they've been working with Colorado officials on how to structure the requirement. Environmental groups also welcomed the standards, but the Colorado Freedom to Drive Coalition called them costly and ineffective. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.